How Venezuela's Socialists Unleashed the Trend in Aragua, America's Fastest Growing Gang Threat. By Christian K. Caruso on August 30, 2024. The Trend in Aragua, the Venezuelan transnational crime syndicate now terrorizing several U.S. cities, established a firm criminal presence after socialist dictator Nicolás Maduro emptied Venezuela's prisons in late 2023. In recent years, the Trend in Aragua spread its presence across several Latin American countries such as Colombia, Chile, and Peru before reaching the United States, with several of its members passing through the U.S. southern border. U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP, began tracking Trend in Aragua encounters at the border as early as March 2023. The gang, which originally began in 2012 as a local trade union in the eponymous state of Aragua, evolved into a full-fledged crime syndicate over the past decade under the auspices of the Maduro regime, with which it is believed to maintain deep ties. Trend in Aragua's extensive list of crimes are believed to range from theft, homicide, extortion, contraband, and kidnapping to drug, human, and arms trafficking. The gang achieved its dramatic expansion notably in part due to the Venezuelan socialists' prison policies, which granted the country's main gangs full internal control of the inmate facilities, ruling them under a pseudo-fiefdom system locally known as the Pranito, Pranit. The Maduro regime's lenient prison policies, together with the Pranit system, which features its own extensive lexicon based on the language of the prawn, or thug, effectively allowed gang leaders to orchestrate criminal activities from within prisons. The gangs rampantly engaging in extortion, kidnappings, and robberies, among other crimes, with apparent impunity, while the Venezuelan National Guard safeguards the gang-controlled prisons from outside attack. Under the Trend in Aragua's Pranit of the Tocorin prison, located in Aragua, the gang's founder and lead Héctor the Child Guerrero oversaw the group's criminal activities and its international expansion across Latin America, which reportedly began in 2018. Guerrero, as the prison's prawn, also oversaw Tocorin's internal transformation, turning it into the main headquarters of the gang with amenities including its own zoo, baseball field, bars, a casino, a nightclub, a bank, a pool, playgrounds, and its own cryptocurrency farm. The gang's international expansion is believed to have started in places such as the Colombian town of La Parada, where the gang engaged in the extortion, smuggling, and sexual trafficking of Venezuelan migrants fleeing from socialism in what is now considered to be the worst migrant crisis in the Western Hemisphere. In September, the Maduro regime raided Tocorin and dismantled the gang after years of apparent indifference towards Trend in Aragua and its extensive criminal activities. The raid concluded with Tocorin emptied of its inmates as part of a broader security initiative known as the Cacique Guayaquil Liberation Operation that resulted in other prisons, such as the Tacuayito prison, at the time Venezuela's most populated prison, also emptied of its inmates. Experts believe that the Maduro regime negotiated with Guerrero before the raid, allowing him and his top brass to safely escape through a series of tunnels that connected the inmate center with the nearby Lake Valencia. Gang members had frequently used the tunnels to freely come and go from the prison at their leisure. Guerrero's whereabouts remain unknown at press time. Authorities from the Cook County Sheriff's Office in Chicago, Illinois, reportedly confirmed the presence of Trend in Aragua's gang members in the city since at least October 2023, weeks after the raid of Tocorin. In the months following the raid, other U.S. cities began reporting criminal acts linked to the gang. U.S. authorities have confirmed the active presence of Trend in Aragua in other cities such as Miami, New York, Dallas, and Atlanta. According to internal documentation from the Department of Homeland Security, Trend in Aragua has given the green light to its members to attack U.S. law enforcement officers. The city of Aurora, Colorado, which neighbors sanctuary city Denver, also reported the presence of the gang in its territory, taking over entire apartment complexes. The Aurora Police Department announced last week the creation of a joint task force with both Colorado State Patrol and the state's Bureau of Investigation to address the growing threat of Trend in Aragua in the state. In May, law enforcement authorities in Louisiana dismantled the sex trafficking network linked to Trend in Aragua that arranged for its victims to be smuggled into the United States after teaching them how to request asylum at the southern border. The sex trafficking gang then forced the victims into prostitution to pay for the debt accrued from smuggling them into the United States. The Maduro regime's official stance on the trend in Aragua appears to vary depending on what suits them at a specific moment. Several of the rogue socialist regime's members, such as Foreign Minister Ivan Gil and Attorney General Tarek William Saab, repeatedly insisted throughout the year that Tren de Aragua does not exist and is part of an alleged international smear campaign to hurt the rogue regime's image. Last week, Gil claimed that Tren de Aragua, which according to him does not exist, is allegedly working with the Venezuelan opposition to stage a coup against dictator Nicolas Maduro following his fraudulent presidential re-election in July. Reports published in April indicated that the Maduro regime employed the gang to hunt down Venezuelan dissidents in foreign countries. Venezuelan dissident Ronald Ojeda was abducted from his residence in Santiago, Chile, in late February by individuals linked to the Tren de Aragua. Ojeda's body was found buried inside a suitcase under a concrete structure 10 days after his abduction. In April, Argentine Security Minister Patricia Bullrich denounced Tren de Aragua as a state-sponsored terrorist group, asserting that its criminal actions is not autonomous from that of the socialist Maduro regime. The Tren de Aragua does not strike in just any way. The Tren de Aragua strikes with a procedure, with a matrix of operation, with a logic that always does exactly the same thing, Bullrich explained at the time. It settles in a certain place. It comes with a group in general of Venezuelan nationality. Consequently, it is important to analyze whether it is an organization that is autonomous from the state or not autonomous from the state. I tend to think that it is not autonomous from the state, she continued. The Tocorin and Tacuayito prisons emptied by the Venezuelan socialists last year will soon serve as the Maduro regime's new re-education centers for anti-socialists. The refurbishing is part of the Maduro regime's ongoing brutal crackdown following the July 28 sham presidential election, which Maduro fraudulently insists he won. The arrival of dissidents to the two prisons reportedly started this week, including groups of minors that the Maduro regime has detained through the ongoing dissident crackdown. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.